Welcome to Tool Time. I'm Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and y'all know my assistant Al thinks he's getting a Christmas bonus in Portland. Well, as y'all can see, it's Yule time on Tool Time. Before we get into our project today, we have a little special feature for you.
That's right, Tim. Binford stocking stuffers. There's nothing that says peace on earth better than a Binford power tool.
Yeah. Doesn't Al just jingle your bell sometimes? I need the stocking stuffers, please.
Here you go, Tim.
Thank you, Heidi.
You're welcome,
Tim. Now, stocking stuffers usually... generally hot... Thank you. Stocking stuffers sometimes are very difficult to pick up for men, but Binford has made it easy this year with stuff like this. The new Binford Mini Propane Torch. Huh? Stand back, stand back. It's small, but portable enough you can actually fit in a pocket. Whoa, wouldn't put it there, though. You can remove facial hair with it. You can do a little soldering on the house, melt glass tubing, or if your wife's out, melt her earrings down and make handy fishing lures out of them.
Also, we have the Binford 6100 Digital Torque Wrench.
It'll be the torque of the town this Christmas. Oh, oh, oh.
That's right. They'll also be torquing about the new Binford Fiber Optic Flexible Flashlight.
Now, as odd as it seems, this is actually a great gift for guys, you know? This thing can find auto parts that are thrown in the garage, look in dirty pipes, or any dark, dusty area you have.
In one ear, out the other.
Just like your job, Al. In one day, out the other. Now, finally, for the man without a vice, a vice. The Binford Bench Buddy 2000. It's got a swiveling base, serrated steel jaws, and a clamping capacity of 7 1/2 inches.
Ho, 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 ho,
well, actually, Tim, the...
Ho, 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 ho,
the bench vice is a little too big to be a stocking stuffer.
Ho, 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 are you ever right? If you want to stuff that into a stocking, you probably need a special stocking. Like this one. Like one of Al's mom's thermal hunting socks. Well, don't let her in here. It's your mom, Al.
Choir boy and the whole service.
You don't think I look geeky?
No. You look Christmassy. If this were Veterans Day, you'd look geeky.
Jill, you won't believe what Doc Johnson's doing.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mark. Nice robe. What's the end mean? Naked under this robe and no one can tell.
Hey, show a little respect. You're talking to the end in Noel.
I still think I look geeky.
You look very handsome. Now, let's get this thing off before your brothers come home and see you. There. There we go.
Jill, what would you say if I told you that Doc Johnson has dancing elves up on his roof?
I'd say he'd better get those elf traps out right away.
Talking about the neighborhood decorating contest. Hate to say it, but I think I might lose.
You've lost 9 years in a row. I think you'd be used to it by now.
This year I had a really good feeling about winning. It's the oddest thing. Every decoration I put up there, Doc Johnson's put up before me.
That's just a coincidence.
Coincidence? I went to put a plastic Santa up there today. And guess what old Doc Johnson's got up on his roof?
Chimney?
A plastic Santa.
Gosh. I wonder what made him think of using a Santa Claus as a decoration at Christmas.
I'll tell you what else he's got up there. My 7 swans a-swimming and my 6 geese a-laying.
And a tool man in a nut tree.
Hey, Brad.
Guys, guess what?
What?
Todd Wheeler's family invited me to go skiing at Boyne Mountain.
All right. Boyne Mountain, I love it up there. Toboggan, skiing, fractures, sprains, broken bones, laying at the bottom of the hill in a stretcher. Oh.
When are you going?
Well, that's kind of what I need to talk to you about.
Well, it better not be this weekend. We're running a Tool Time Marathon. 40 straight hours of Tim and Al hijinks.
It's also Christmas.
It's also Christmas.
Well, it is this weekend.
Brad!
But, Mom, it's perfect. I mean, I don't have school. And I can take your presents with me and open them there.
Do you feel the love in this room? Do you?
Brad, the family is always together at Christmas. We open our stockings together. We talk to the relatives on the phone. You have your new saxophone now. You could play along while we sing carols. And I'm going to make Nana's special oyster pecan stuffing.
Do you suppose there's room for one more skier in that car?
Mark is singing in the choir. Come on. The Wheelers will ask you to go skiing some other time.
But, Mom, I don't want to go another time. I mean, it's going to be great skiing conditions. A lot of kids from school are going to be there.
Honey, I can tell this is important to you, but this family is always together at Christmas. I mean, even that year that your father fell down the chimney, we were together. We were in the emergency room, but we were together.
So you're saying I can't go?
No way.
Dad!
No. Come on, buddy. It's Christmas. Special time. Your mom's right.
It's not going to be a special time for me. So much for a Merry Christmas.
Jingle bells, shotgun shells, Granny's on the run.
Alrighty, ho, 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 ho. Good neighbor.
And a Merry Christmas you too, Wilson.
Well, Tim, I see the holidays find you among friends.
Yeah. This is for the roof display. These are the 3 wise tool guys.
Oh. They come from so far, yet seem strangely familiar.
Yes, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
A little confusion in the holidays?
Huh?
Halloween's over, you can put away the witch's broom.
Oh, Tim, this is not a witch's broom. This is a Yulenek.
A what a neck?
A Yulenek. It's a Scandinavian Christmas tradition. Families bind sheaves of grain to a long spruce pole, and that provides nourishment for the sparrows in the winter.
I wish I could bind up Doc Johnson and twist his little Yule neck.
Well, Tim, that's hardly the Christmas spirit.
I know. But I really thought I could beat him this year at the Christmas display, but he always seems to be one step ahead of me.
You know, so I see. He just put 3 wise men up on his roof, too.
What? Where?
Over there.
How does that guy keep beating me to the punch?
Well, maybe the good doctor's got ESP.
Now, what does having a cable sports channel to do with this?
No, Tim, I'm talking about extrasensory perception.
Oh.
The ability to read someone else's mind.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Maybe you should try reading this. Let me guess. Brad's practicing on the saxophone, or there's an elephant giving birth upstairs.
Saxophone. Brad's so depressed about not going on the skiing trip, he's trying to play the blues.
I should be playing the blues. Hey, Randy. I went to put up the 3 wise tool guys up on the roof. And guess who's already got him up on his roof?
Doc Johnson.
Bingo. I swear to God, he's got this house bugged.
Excuse me?
Well, how else is he getting all this information?
Wait a minute, you might be right. What's up, Doc? No, not tonight. You know who's gonna be here.
Do you actually think that's funny?
Yes.
Honey, this isn't fair. He's stealing all my lighting ideas.
Tim, you really think Doc Johnson has nothing better to do than spy on you?
He's a retired proctologist. Spying on us is a lot more fun than what he used to do.
What is that?
It's Rudolph's nose.
I don't even want to see the rest of him. Hey.
Dad?
What is it?
I think I know where Doc Johnson's been getting his information.
Me too. I think it's your mom. She's a double agent.
No. He's been getting his information from me.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Well, you see, I was talking to Doc Johnson's granddaughter, Lauren, and I kind of mentioned a few things.
I can't believe you'd do that. You know there's no secret more important than a family's lighting strategy.
She's really cute. She kept pumping me for information. No matter how hard I tried to resist, I couldn't.
Been there. She smile at you like this?
If she smiled at me like that, I would have thrown up.
Hey, boys! Come on, we're gonna be late! Brad, you're not dressed for church.
I know. I'm not going.
If he's not going, I'm not going. And if they're not going, I'm not going.
Hey, you are all going. You two, you just go out and wait in the car, all right?
Brad, what do you mean you're not going?
Well, if I can't go skiing, I don't see why I have to go to church.
Because God said come and worship, not go and slalom.
Honey, you can't stay home. Mark's gonna sing tonight.
So?
So, get up and get dressed for church. Be down in 5 minutes. Come on.
Why? Because Mom wants the whole stupid family.
Well, now
to
we're
be
a stupid family?
Hey, Brad, if that's your attitude, stay home.
No, we're not letting him off that easy.
No, Tim, if he's gonna be pouty and obnoxious, I'd just assume he didn't ruin Christmas Eve for everybody else.
You've already ruined it for me.
Well, I am so sorry.
All right, you stay in your room. I don't want you sneaking downstairs to watch that Tool Time marathon.
All the tailors, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Jill, you look wonderful.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Tim. Same to you. You know, Tim, I've never seen you at church without your earplug in. There's no football game on tonight?
That was one Sunday, all right, Reverend? Anyway. I prayed during halftime.
Yeah, I remember that prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, please let the Lions kick butt.
Mark, maybe you should go change into your robe.
Do I have to? I look like a geek.
Oh, honey, you look great.
For a geek.
No.
Boy, Reverend, the lights look a little dim in the tree. I could boost the power up, get some lights for the service.
No. No, thank you, Tim. I don't think tonight is the night to test our new sprinkler system. Where is young Brad this evening?
Oh, boy.
He's not feeling well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, maybe we'll see all the tailors together next Christmas.
Not feeling well? You lied in church on Christmas Eve? Watch out for those lightning bolts. God doesn't like that stuff.
At least I'm not begging the Almighty for 2 touchdowns and a field goal.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, hi, Al.
Merry Christmas, Al.
Merry Christmas.
Here, scooch over. Let's make room for
you. Oh, no, don't crowd. I'll just take a pew behind you.
Most people use the bathroom, Al.
Where's Eileen?
Ah, well, she had an orthodontic emergency at the junior high Christmas play. Joseph and Mary got their braces stuck together.
Well, I hope she gets here in time to see Mark.
Oh, I just saw him down the hall in his little robe. Boy, you know, I always wanted to be the letter N.
That's impossible, Al. The song specifically says no Al. No Al,
Well, where's Bradley?
He's spending Christmas Eve alone in his room, sulking.
It's his way of rebelling.
Oh, yeah, well, I remember my first Christmas rebellion. I was so mad, my parents went out and bought an artificial tree. The whole Christmas, I refused to sing O Tannenbaum.
Oh, my. You are a bad, bad Borland. You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, it was a long time ago.
I mean, are you okay?
No. Mark's singing, it's Christmas. I want the whole family to be together.
Why'd you make Brad stay home? I would have loved to drag him here against his will.
Oh, yeah, that's a great vision for Christmas Eve. The four of us singing hymns, you with Brad in a headlock. Just doesn't seem like Christmas without us all being together.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
Off to the little boy's room, take a pew.
Jeez, Dad, what are you doing here?
We came home to get you. My question is, what do you do with the skis?
I was gonna donate them to the needy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just what they need down there at the mission. Food and skis.
Look, Dad, I explained it all in the note.
Well, it better be a good one. Went skiing, Brad. Your mom and I specifically said you don't go skiing and you were going to disobey us.
I wasn't disobeying you. I mean, you said I couldn't go with the Wheelers and I'm not.
Well, how are you going to get there?
Hitchhike.
Hitchhike? Sit down over here.
Dad, all I wanted to do was be with my friends. A lot of people I like are going to be down there.
Christmas is not about being with people you like. It's about being with your family.
Dad, it's just one Christmas. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Well, it is your mom and to me and to me. I can't believe you'd be this selfish. Listen to me. In a couple years, you'll be 18. You'll be off to college. Or a good trade school. And we won't see you.
But, Dad, I'll come home.
Yeah, you'll come home a couple Christmases, but then you get married, and I'll never see you. I mean, look at your mom and me. Her family lives in Texas, mine's in Colorado. We never see our families for holidays. You just don't know how many Christmases we have together, right? I'm not going to be around forever.
What do you mean?
Face the facts. You've seen the stunts I pull in tool time. I can't keep dodging the bullet. Well, I gotta get back to church and see your brother sing. You can just sit here if you want and think about what a Merry Christmas you've made this.
Checked in every stall in the bathroom, men's and women's. Boy, was Mrs. Lindsay surprised.
I wonder where he is.
Well, maybe he decided to go home and set up his Christmas lights.
Oh, honey, you really think he'd rather set up the Christmas lights than hear Mark sing?
What was I thinking?
Who's Leon?
Maybe Leon was born in the manger next door.
I went home and I was hoping to have a little surprise for you. And
Hi, Mom.
Brad! You're such a...
Oh, honey.
I'm so glad you came.
If you're so glad, how come you're crying?
I just get a little emotional around the holidays. I see I'm not the only one.
Oh, no, this isn't emotion. It's Al. He's not wearing any deodorant.
I don't think so, Tim.
Bill. All right, Dad. Let her rip.
No, wait a minute. I think we should say a prayer first. Please, Lord, don't let our house blow up.
Amen.
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 Oh, wait, get back.
All right, guys. Brush your fingers. Ready?
Oh, it looks wonderful.
Hey.
Awesome. Cool.
Oh, Tim, that is a lovely use of neon. Reminds me of the Christmas I spent in Las Vegas. You really like it, Wilson?
Oh, I think you've reached the apex of your Christmas decorating career.
I just hope I can convince those stupid judges of that.
Well, there's only one judge this year.
Just one?
Mm-hmm. And it's me.
Did I say stupid? I meant stupendous. Well, if you're the judge, you kind of got a leg up with the competition, don't
you? Well, I don't know. Doc Johnson's display is very effective. Plus, I used to be a patient of his.
Huh? Brad, you put Blitzen's light in Rudolph's nose.
Oh, Tim, does one bulb make that big a difference?
Yes, I'm a perfectionist. Wilson, hold off the judge until I get this finished. Mm-hmm.
Tim, be careful up there. It's slippery.
Don't worry, honey.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Hey, Dad, be careful if the light bulb is wet.
It'll be fine.
Well, good golly, Taylors, I think you won the contest. I did not realize there was a full-size electric Tim on the roof.
Hey, Dad, we're coming up!
Aaron!
Happy holidays!
Oh,